We're doing the Yaakov. We're up to page Kuf Vav in the standard editions, the bottom of the page. And we're starting, a whole new topic. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a Braisa, a Tanaic quote that was validated by the academies of Rav Chiya and Rav Oshaya, meaning sometimes you have a Braisa, a Tanaic quote that was floating out there, and it wasn't clear if it was validated. Did any rabbi sit down and research where it came from? So when it says Tanu Rabbanan, it's introducing a Tanaic quote that the academies of Rav Chiya or Rav Oshaya had actually sat down and validated this Tanaic quote, and then it carries more weight halachically, such Tanaic quotes. Kshenichnesu Rabotenu lekerem biYavne, when our sages entered the academy, in which they'd sit in rows, and for whatever reason, they called it Kerem biYavne, the vineyard in Yavne. Now, it could be that the reason they called it the vineyard in Yavne was because this was during Roman times, and the Romans tried to abolish all Talmudic learning, all Torah learning from the Jewish people, so they had to have code names. So it could be that's why they called it Kerem biYavne, the vineyard in Yavne. He had over there the top rabbis, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi. He was really the leader of the generation in certain ways. Rabbi Yossi, the son of the chief rabbi Chalafta, from the city of Tzipori. Rabbi Nehemiah and Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. They all began honoring their hosts, and each one gave their speech. And this is a rule we have, that you begin with honoring your hosts. You should begin your speech with showing recognition to the host. So, Patach Abiyud Rosh HaMdabrim B'Kol Makom. We quoted the story last week, the story from the Talmud and Shabbos about how the three rabbis, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Yossi Ben Chalafta, and Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi were sitting discussing the Romans, and Rabbi Yehuda complimented everything the Romans had done, the bridges they built, the marketplaces they built, the coins they set up, and the Romans as such had instituted that he should always be the first to speak. Now that wasn't such a far-fetched thing, because he was anyways pretty much the first one to talk, because he was the chief rabbi of the time. So Rabbi Yehuda is called Rosh HaMdabrim B'chol Makom. He was the first to speak in every public gathering. So he began with the following. B'chvod HaTorah, he began with the honor of Torah V'Darash and gave the following speech. It says, U'Moshe Yikach Toel V'Nata Lo Michutz L'machaneh. Moshe would take the tent and set it up outside the camp, and then Hashem would appear and talk to him, and then whoever wanted to know Torah would go out of the camp to go learn by Moshe. V'lo dvarim kal v'chomer. We can derive logically. U'maron Hashem shelo haya meruchak ele yud bet mil. If the Aron was only 12 mil away. So that was the span of the whole camp. Meaning if you lived at the opposite end of the camp, you'd have to walk 12 mil. Now what's 12 mil? A mil is about 18 minutes. So what's 12 mil? Let's do the math. 10 mil is 180 minutes. So that's 3 hours. Plus another 36 minutes. So that's 3.5 hours. What? So it's 3.5 hour walk. If you wanted to go learn Torah and you lived at the opposite end of the camp, you'd have to go for a 3.5 hour walk to get to Moshe Rabbeinu to cross the whole camp. It took 3.5 hours to cross the camp of Israel. That's what? Could be. They had animals, you see, they had pack animals.
So, like a traveling city.
It was a traveling city, right? 3.5 hour walk. That was the camp of Israel. So you figure that's bigger than all of Jerusalem, right? You could walk. No, maybe not. But it's big. You're talking about 12 miles. 12 miles by 12 miles. Right, so if you wanted to go learn Torah, you'd walk out to Moshe Rabbeinu. Amrat Torah, and the Torah describes the person who would go out to learn Torah. The Torah says, "Vayakol mvakesh Hashem." Whoever would seek out Hashem, yitze elol moed, would go out to that tent. So, a 3.5 hour journey. The rabbis didn't view that as such a big deal in those days. Talmidei chachamim sholchim meir leir u'mimdina limdina lilmod Torah. When you have the rabbis, the sages of their day would travel from city to city, from country to country to go learn Torah. You're talking about people who travel all the way to Machon Meir. Think about it. What's a 3.5 hour walk? You have people who go to learn Torah. They come from Ranana. They come from South Africa. They come from New Jersey and New York. They come from all over the world. People come to learn Torah. Al achat kama v'chama. How much more so are they called those who seek Hashem? So the rabbis began the speech by honoring those present. And they said, look at how people go out to learn Torah. And if you'd only walk a 3.5 hour walk to learn by Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Torah describes it as Vayakol Mevakesh Hashem, whoever would seek out Hashem would go to that tent. So you see, by just going a 3.5 hour walk, it was considered as though you were a person who seeks Hashem. What'd you do? You walked 3.5 hours, which in those days was not such a big deal. So today, they said, people are traveling great distances. So here Rabbi Yehuda is saying, you guys all came here to learn Torah with us. Look at how much greater it is. And that's the speech which is considered honoring the Achsanya, honoring the people present, the hosts. So this is a rule you guys have to know. Whenever you get up to speak, if you find a way to compliment your audience, they want to listen. So Chazal say, begin by complimenting the people present, the hosts. If you're a guest in town and they ask you to speak, you have to begin by finding what's good. And when you have an opportunity, when you come with the machon goes twice or three times a year to strengthen a city in Israel. Usually it's Parshas Vayetze. It should be coming up in 3 or 4 weeks. The machon goes out to the city. We all pack out there. And we give classes throughout Shabbos. And people come and join our Shabbos meals. And we do this 2 or 3 times a year. The whole machon comes. We bring all the food. The mayor comes in. We have a mass malava malka. It's a beautiful thing. So listen closely to Rav Bigon when he speaks. Every time he speaks, he begins by saying what a wonderful city they are. He doesn't discuss how, look at us, look at the great machon here, look, we came out here, all our guys are sleeping on mattresses on the floor, look what we did. No, he begins by complimenting the city. That's this idea. Rabbi Yehuda is coming to the Yavne, the rabbis came to Yavne. Technically, the people of Yavne should give a speech, well, how great it is that they came to us. No, Rabbi Yehuda begins by saying, look at how great you guys are. Anyone who comes to learn Torah, look at how wonderful he is. And he gives them this speech from the Psukim to say, you see, for a 3.5 hour walk, what's that? And you guys have come all the way out here on this night to learn Torah, good for you. So obviously, yeah.
They didn't walk 3.5 hours.
Right. But he's wording it as though they did. He says, you know, people would go from city to city, from town to town. You guys came all the way here to learn Torah. So how much more so? It's considered like you seek out Hashem. V'diber Hashem el Moshe panim el panim. When God spoke to Moshe, they'd speak, so to speak, face to face. Amar v'yitzhak, amar lo ha-kadosh baruch hu le-Moshe. Rav Yitzchak says, Hashem says to Moshe, Moshe, ani v'ata nasbir panim ba'alacha. Moshe, you and I, we're going to nasbir panim ba'alacha. We're going to give... how are you going to translate nasbir panim? We're going to teach the halacha with a warm countenance. Make the people feel comfortable as we teach the Torah. Ika de'amrei, kach amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu le-Moshe, kishem shani hizbarti lecha panim, kach ata hasbir panim le-Yisrael, v'achzer ohel limkomo. God, another understanding is God said to Moshe, when I taught you Torah, I made you feel comfortable. I didn't make you feel like I was condescending. I didn't make you feel like I was upset with you. So too, when you teach Torah to Israel, go bring your tent back into the masses, live among them and teach them Torah so that they'll feel like you're comfortable with them. And that's one of the rules. The Talmud says if you see a student that's having a hard time learning, it's because when his Rebbe was learning, he wasn't patient. He looked at him with a scowl on his face. He looked at him with an upset look. And then it's very hard to grasp the material. So that's Hashem teaches Moshe. When it says face to face, Hashem was telling him, your face should replicate my face. When I teach, I give you a warm feeling. So to anyone that wants to teach Torah, should give the listener a warm feeling.